Hare Krishna. When I came to be with Srila Guru Maharaj forever in August of 1981, and many wonderful things happened at that time, and including Srila Guru Maharaj saying, well, that's, I remember when I arrived, he already knew, but when I came from the Navadvip train station at night, and like the moon is like divine atmosphere. Moon was shining and jasmine in the air, and I, Srila Gurudev told me that they knew whatever I thought, they already knew everything. And he took me upstairs to see Srila Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj is in his, that long chair. And only illumined by moonlight. Like the bright is shining on his face, and he said, I heard, he'd never heard this expression before, he said, that you've been kicked out. And at first I was like, I was going to start go into some kind of long explanation, and I just said, yes. He said, I didn't catch it. But one other, he said, but he's been kicked out. I said, yes, Maharaj. And up to this point, he was always saying, wait and see which way the divine will move next. He who acts hurriedly will have to repent before you go to challenge someone who has divine backing. Have you got divine backing? Very sobering, whatever makes passion go away. But this time, he wasn't saying that. And when I looked up, he said, after this brief, he said, society consciousness and God consciousness. When society consciousness comes to hinder the development of God consciousness, it should be left away. And then I realized, it's over, and there's a new beginning. And anyway, and other things, and a few days like into that month, he told me something which I'm definitely not going to tell now. But the one thing I learned from Srila Govinda Maharaj is these things are meaningful. So I'll move on to the next point. But I really appreciate it. I want to make it known. All right, now Avadhut Maharaj is the moon.
Descending on Arya.
Anyway, I'm going to fast forward to being in America and establishing a place where we could glorify Srila Guru Maharaj without restriction, unlimitedly, 24 hours a day. And just got a phone. First person who called me was Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj. And it was like the first, I go, hello? Because I really think I'm very paranoid. And I think people are trying to set me up. And I'm not going to go into all the details. But anyway, Sri Bhakti Siddhanti Maharaj wants to know how, you know, for me to tell him how to come here to the Mutt. So, and there was a power outage in Santa Cruz for like a week. And another devotee and I, we went there and met with Siddhanti Maharaj and some, what is it called, Batiste? Or something like where they play sitar music and have tea. But it was just candlelit, like that. And we showed, like, you go to Navadvip, then you get the train station, ask for the rickshaw, It'll cost this much. You're going to go to Kolerdunga. It's known as the Kolerdunga Math or Kolerganj. And anyway, so that was that call. But the second call I got was someone called up and they go, "This is Bhakta Jeff. I want to take initiation from Sridhar Maharaj." And I'm thinking, sure you do. I'm thinking, they're really trying, you know. I said, "Oh, really? How did you hear about, you know, I heard these tales." I started talking to him and I said, sounds like he's really sincere. He's for real. And,
I fooled you.
Yeah, Krishna. And then it was like, he showed up, you know, drove 3,000 miles or whatever with Madhumati and little Jamuna. So, anyway,
remember Bhakta Ray?
Yes, right. So I just want Jagadananda Prabhu to hear something from him. I think it'll be beneficial for everyone. He's such a dedicated follower of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, and we'll all, our hearts will be nourished.
Om Agyana Timuranda Sya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalapatalubhyascha Kripasindubhyaiva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Gurudev, Jai Guru Maharaj, Jai Adha Vaishnavas, Jai Hare Krishna, Gaura Nitya. Well, yes, so since that time, 1982, you know what I mean? Me and Shripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj have been connected, my good fortune. And shortly after, just like he was saying with Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj, actually on that phone call, see, he actually thought he was being set up and I was like a plant from, you know, his former GBC, and they were trying to, you know, like that. And, but anyways, in that phone conversation, he actually told me the same thing, how to get to Navadvip, and, you know, you go first, you can go to Calcutta. We've got like a man on the inside in Calcutta, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. You go to him and then he, you know, or you can go directly there, but that's probably best. Then he said, I'll be going in around a month or so. If you'd like, you can come out here and help me, you know, here, you know, start this temple, and then you can go with me. Wow, that sounds good. Sounds like a plan, you know. So anyways, that's what I did. And so I'm eternally indebted there. And we were flying on Nityananda Trayodasi, on Nityananda's appearance day. We're in the air. And we arrived here, and same thing like you were saying, we arrived and it was nighttime. I remember, of course, you know, Guru Maharaj very happy to receive us, and even though it's night, you know, maybe there was a little kerosene lamp, and not even the pump-up ones, just the ones that just, you know, sit there and burn and produce as much smoke as like a, you know, the brick chimneys, you know. And but so anyway, same thing. We go up there, and Guru Maharaj is there in his, you know, on his bed behind his mosquito net, sort of mystically, sort of like peers out from behind the mosquito net, and so very wonderful. And anyways, and of course, right, always with Srila Guru Maharaj is Srila Govinda Maharaj, always there. You know, Guru Maharaj was the Bhakti Rakak, you know, the guardian of devotion. Srila Gurudev was Srila Guru Maharaj's Rakak, and he was always right there. And just always so attentive to all the devotees, you know, whatever they needed, always serving them in such a humble way. I was telling Shripad Avadhoot Maharaj yesterday, as soon as he'd be coming in the gate, and we'd be over here where we used to take prasadam, so it's like around 100 feet away, he'd give his dandavats, Srila Govinda Maharaj, like would be, let's say, maybe on our way giving his dandavats, and he'd already be like on the ground giving his dandavats. You know, just such utter humility, and, you know, but luckily we heard about his position. You know, because otherwise, oh, he's a grihasta, he's got hair, curly hair. Anyways, and then got initiated the same day as Sripad Ashram Maharaj. Sripad Ashram Maharaj came over. He was ready. He was actually one of the ones, I think he was ready to take sannyas over there in ISKCON. And then he came over and he just instantly, when he heard from Guru Maharaj, he's like, well, shoot, what am I doing over there? He just like, you know, I don't even know if he went back to get his stuff maybe, but, you know, stayed over here. But, you know, Guru Maharaj would always quote Shelley, you know, the sweetest song, sing of the saddest tales. And I can't think of any sadder tale than this, but for me, it's hard to see the sweetness there. But, I mean, I know there has to be sweetness there. It's like when Srila Govinda Maharaj said about when Srila Guru Maharaj departed, that the deities then, they were so radiant. He had never seen them looking so radiant and happy. Of course, I have no vision like that. But with these new lights, they did look brighter than they, you know, they usually do. But, you know, I'm sure as they were happy with Srila Guru Maharaj, you know, again, going there, once again, not to use the Nitya Lila word, but going back there, they were very happy. And of course, Srila Guru Maharaj, how happy he must be to have Srila Govinda Maharaj. So for them, it is definitely sweet, the sweetest song. You know, but for us, like I say, it's very, I'm hard pressed to see that sweetness there. You know, of course, we can see, not that he was suffering. We saw he was very transcendental, obviously. Like he would say personally, I'm not a bodily conscious man. And he wasn't. You know, otherwise he was, when he first, you know, when we first saw him, strong as anything, you know, very strong. Even when he came to Soquel, not even the first time, maybe, God, just probably like maybe 96 or something. He climbed the whole mountain there and then came down the other side where literally, no exaggeration, you have to come down grabbing onto trees and like hand over hand and like I'm grabbing him and he's, you know, going down like this. So that wasn't too many years ago. But like you said, he's not a bodily conscious man, so he didn't care about those things. Even though, you know, like they were saying yesterday, Guru Maharaj told him, see about your health. But he was on a different plane, as we all know. And Hare Krishna, now he's on a different plane. But he's always with us, actually. You know, there's the Vani and the Vapu. And the Vapu, you know, the personal association, that's limited. But the Vani, the instructions, they live on. They're eternal. So if we can take them into the core of our heart and make that our life and soul. Actually, I was listening to a tape recently, and he was saying, realization, that is necessary at every moment. But there's one place where realization isn't necessary, and that's with the order of the guru. That you don't have to realize, you just do. You know, do or die. Just accept it. You know, it's a rope, it's a snake. No realization necessary. Just, okay, he said this, we do it. So we've heard some of these different instructions, we just accept them. We may, our mind may say this or that, but no, just accept that. So like Sripad Goswami Maharaj was saying, and I was thinking, we have to just, you know, recite his pastimes, recite his glories, you know, in that way he'll always remain with us and he'll always be, you know, right there with his lotus feet on our head. He's, you know, that supreme mystical nature, it really, you know, like Guru Maharaj pointed that out, and he did, he had that. It was so amazing, so incredible. You know, he could read you, he could see, he always, you know, would know exactly what to say. I remember a few different times, one time in Soquel, somebody's asking him a question about something, and he gives a totally different answer. And from his answer, I'm like, I asked his son, who's also a devotee, I said, like, what does your father do for a living? Because he's telling this Prabhu, he says, well, actually, you must always follow the laws of society. Because otherwise, your mind will be disturbed and like this, you know. And so actually the person said, well, yeah, actually he sells some herbs, certain type of herbs, you know. I'm like, oh, really? And unfortunately, actually later, you know, that person had some legal problems like this. But Gurudev, you know, seeing that, he's giving that answer. You know, and you could see the guy's mind was like blown. He was like, wow, where's this coming from, you know? But, you know, he was the epitome of the sweet, wonderful, amazing, inconceivable, you know, guru. Just everybody was charmed by him. They still are charmed by him. Watch his videos, read his books. You know, like they were saying, when you know, I've read this book of Kamal Krishna Prabhu's. It's incredible. You know, it's incredible. I mean, it wasn't news to me that Gurudev is always coming out with new Shastric light and whatnot. But, you know, we see this now, you know, in the books. And if you can scrutinizingly read them, study them, like he says that, this is Sadhu Sangha. These books, these are his Sangha, his instructions. You know, many of us were quite fortunate that we had a fair bit of his association. But, you know, some of his newer Prabhus, maybe you didn't have so much association. Of course, one moment is all it takes, you know, with such a great, great guru. But at the same time, his books, his tapes, his videos, all these things, make them your life and soul. Just dedicate yourself to propagating his glories and propagating the holy name. Like he said, he saw one sign one time in Calcutta, and it said, big billboard, and it said, all time is tea time. And he thought, no, all time is chanting time. Like that. So, you know, he has that Paramahamsa vision, always just drawing and extracting the highest from any situation. I tell one story, which is really, anyways, it blew our minds, but we're in Govardhan, and so me and this Sunil Krishna Prabhu were in charge of the prasadam serve out every day. So we've been doing that, and then Gurudev, and we're also serving Gurudev his prasadam. So after he took his prasad, we ate his remnants, and then it was early and the bhajans were still going on. So we were a little hungry, and you know, so we usually would eat after all the devotees were fed. But since we had taken some of his remnants, we thought, we'll have a little something, you know. So, but we were a little shy to go in the front because the bhajan's there. That was before the temple was constructed. And so they would have the bhajan so almost in front of his room there. And they used to serve and make the offering in the corner room on the other side there in the Sridhar Swami Sevashram and the Govardhan. And, so we went in the back way, and as usual, there was the plate in front of the picture, and just like it always was every night, you know. So, you know, and then I was telling Sunil, no, let's just go, let's not do this. He's like, no, why? You know, no problem. You know, we do it all the time, you know. So he's like, no, it's okay. No, let's go. He's like, no, it's okay. So we took some prasad, you know, and then we're sitting there. I'm like, here, well, let's go. No, it's okay. No, let's go. And I just, Gurudev gave me one specific instruction one time. He said, what you are thinking, Prabhu, you do. What others are telling you to do, don't do. But I was telling this to somebody else one time, and then he's like, yeah, that's a really good instruction. And I said, well, Prabhu, I don't know if this instruction's for you. And he's like, yeah, actually, you're right. It's not for me. So, you know, but so anyways, so all of a sudden the pujari comes in, Ashish Prabhu, and he looks at us and he's freaked out. And he's like, oh, like this. And so I think I know what had happened, you know, but he just immediately leaves. I'm like, see, did you see that, Sunil Prabhu? Did he see Ashish's look on his face? And he's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, no, it isn't, Prabhu. And I'm thinking, what happened? So anyways, what happened, and I was thinking this too, was, you see, first when you're making the offering, you make the initial offering, then you come back later and complete the offering and they would still leave it there. So that was why it's not like when you make an offering on the altar and then you bring it over to the kitchen or someplace like that. They would still leave it there, and every night we would have it right there. And, you know, this is, you know, Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, so people would take right out of the, you know, the DD bowl and like this and serve. So we had taken it halfway through the offering. We had taken this, you know. So he freaked out and went, you know, running to Gurudev. And so he goes, Gurudev, you know, Sunil Krishna and Jagannanda, they, you know, ate the offering halfway through and like this. And Gurudev just goes with full seriousness and full vision. Full. He goes, no, Prabhu. I think if you go back there, you will see it is not Sunil and Jagannanda, but it is Krishna and Balaram. And they have taken this food. And if you knew Sunil Krishna, he was, you know, quite handsome, had long hair. He'd always wear like a silken sash around his waist, you know, and I'm big and white, you know. So Sunil, I mean, Ashish Prabhu comes back and he's looking at us and he's going, Krishna, Balaram, Krishna, Balaram. And he's just like, you know, in ecstasy, you know. And then, you know, but this was Gurudev's vision. And we, anyways, I'll tell you more, you know, what he said, you know, but we're like, I can imagine if this had happened in another society, we would have been beaten, literally, like, you lusty dogs, get out of here and don't ever come back, you know. But, you know, this is Gurudev's, you know, vision. You know, everything, as, you know, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada said, you know, in that, in your Ever Well Wisher video, when he's ready to leave this world almost, he said, everything acting, moving by the supreme will of Krishna, this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So that's it. That's Paramahamsa vision. Seeing everything is Krishna's will. Everything is for the best. As Guru Maharaj would say, it's all a sweet wave and a sweet absolute. You know, like they say in Australia, no worries, mate. Father knows best. Krishna knows best. He's making this arrangement. It's for my betterment. It's my karma. Let's smile with that. You know, move on. Never, never. So anyways, I left them for you. Then we were little, though. We were like, oh, well, we better apologize to Gurudev. You know, we better like... And I'm like, Sunil's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. So then we go to Gurudev. And, you know, and he's all smiley and happy, you know. And I'm like, Sunil, come on, come on. And he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. Keep, you know, so finally I go, Gurudev, you know, sort of in like Indian English, you know, we made one mistake. And Gurudev goes, oh, one? Then he goes, no, Prabhu, actually, this is Krishna. He is playing like this with his devotees, actually. He is, you know, there's no problem, Prabhu, you know what I mean? And like this. And, you know, there's no chastisement, you know, well, that one little chastisement, actually. But, you know, and then I'm reminded of, you know, Saraswati Thakur's, when he gave that sloka to Guru Maharaj, after Guru Maharaj had done the feeling bad because he had placed the tulsi leaf there, and then thinking he had committed an offense that the deities were installed, and then that was actually Saraswati Thakur's service. But then, was it 6 months later, maybe, when Saraswati Thakur said, you know, this year, this is your answer. And he quoted that verse, which said, for no one who is sincere, you know, engaged in service, surrender. Exactly. There's no offense. So, you know, like that. But he's, you know, seeing in that way. If somebody is doing something sincerely, you know, like sometimes he will say, somebody's criticizing, and he will say, yes, maybe some wrong, but at least they are doing something. So that's it. You know, we have to do something. He's always happy. Maybe some wrong, maybe some mistake, but try. Try. So try to preach the holy name. Just whatever you give, you get. Whatever you've heard, you repeat. You know, associate with the Vaishnavs, all the wonderful devotees who have had so much wonderful sangha with Srila Gurudev. And I'll let Abhidhamma Maharaj speak, so I don't want to talk too long, but you know, I could tell so many wonderful, amazing stories about Gurudev because he's, every dealing with him is wonderful and amazing. Anyways, Jai. And one other thing. Like I know, like how he changed the sloka on the Matara, Pujala Ragapata Gora Bhagmangi from Vishayarange to Kirtanarange. So, you know, if like on Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that famous poem, which says, "He reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die, for Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around." Well, in his case, it's did spread the holy name around. You know, not try to spread the holy name around. He spread the holy name around all over the globe, better than millions of Jagat Gurus. So we are so fortunate. We just have to keep his memory and his in our hearts, me especially, just constantly, you know, hearing from him. Because he, you know, he never leaves if we're sincere. He'll always be there. Please keep reminding me of him. Because without him, this world is dark. And this world is very dark. Anyways, Jai. But in all of you, he is living. All of you. And like they say, there's that famous, he would quote this. He said, defeat is never welcome unless it's from a disciple, a son or a disciple. So when I see his, even his new men, and they're doing so wonderfully, I'm just so happy. I'm actually extremely humbled. Actually, even watching the video today of the taping of Songs of the Heart, and Avadhut Maharaj is directing the whole thing. This is 96. He's got his shorts on, his hair, you know, his long, beautiful, curly hair. And, you know, and look at him now. Who would have known, you know? Jai, Jai, Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai. Jai, Srila Bhakti Rakak Srila Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai. Jai, all the Vaishnavas ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
I'll try to keep it short, but I would like to say that it is my great pleasure to be with you all in this whole, beautiful hall, memorial hall of our great Gurudev activities and hearing some wonderful stories from Jagannatha Prabhu, who is not only himself here, but represent all his Gotra family. And it's sometimes hard for us to relate, you know, as a roommates, as a people in this world, because we have so many desires and ambitions. But as a Gurudev family, we're here for service exclusively. And as Giri Maharaj wrote in one of his articles, service actually means inconvenience. You have to put yourself in an inconvenient position to satisfy, you know, other, the higher plane. And that has been proven to us by Srila Gurudev himself. He took a lot of inconvenience to satisfy our spiritual, you know, however small that would be, desires, our spiritual endeavors. And going back to scriptural stories, because the name Jagannanda is so famous, not only in Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, but the worldwide, he's the author of Prema Vivarta, Jagannanda Pandit. And I believe it's been written after Mahaprabhu's departure. So here in that book, he say, you know, so many different people taken Mahaprabhu in their own way. You know, somebody talks, he's a god. You know, somebody tells he's a great sannyasis. But I have something my own to say the way I've seen him. So this is a very important scriptural point, that devotee has its own individual feeling about the object of his worship, about his Lord, about his Guru. Maybe for Jamuna, he was one way, for, you know, Chinmay Dev another way, for Goswami Maharaj another way. He had his own relationship with every one of us, and this is unforgettable experience, because that experience leading us towards the goal of our belief. just as Goswami Maharaj mentioned in the room, at the time of Gaudiya Math, when Saraswati Thakur disappeared, the question arises, who will we follow now? How will we go now? And, you know, some prominent disciple in the hope of enlighten the assembly, he called the sloka, which you probably know. Yeah, he said, now it is said that Bhagavad Purana is came as a sun and eliminate all the darkness. Then we should take shelter of that great, you know, instructions. But as Goswami Maharaj referred, that Srila Guru Maharaj, when his shot came to tell what he think, he wasn't very satisfied with this general idea. He said, actually, we are living conception worshippers. Yes, saints are living scriptures. And you can see that every one of here, something guru-related living within him. It is his own experiencing. Like everybody had his own Gurudev departure, his own pastime in the Gurudev. However big that could be or small, every one of us went through a specific experience. And that experience will live within us and will lead us to go in a particular way. So not only that, you know, we say, oh, we don't need Bhagavatam, you know, we have Gurudev. No, but the other way you can look that through that personal association of Vaishnava, the service of Vaishnava, that light of the Bhagavatam, according to your heart necessity, will reveal to you at particular stage of your service. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness becomes something dry, intellectual, and it's only meant for, you know, few Einstein-like guys in big glasses, you know, who talk about some scriptures. But if we look at, if we look very close at Gaura-lila, and the way we're talking about Gaura-lila, because it's ultimate direction for us, Mahaprabhu dealing with his associates, departure of a Vaishnava, you know, dealing with the Vaishnava. And you can see that actually, you know, it has a lot of good examples of what is proper dealing with Guru, what is proper surrender. Just like thinking about Gurudev disappearance, which is coming in my mind constantly. When I came and saw Srila Gurudev lying in the bed, my first ability was to try to do something. And we heard that the two type of school of devotees, one is like a, you know, cat and another one is like a monkey. So the monkey school, when you're grabbing your mother and you're trying to, you know, hang on your mother and, you know, mother carry you on, that's kind of recommended for us as a service approach. But the cat school, when devotee is fully as a small baby cat, he's fully Jaya Shripad Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaja Ki Jaya. Please, Maharaj. So that surrender of the cat, which Srila Param Gurudev mentioned, it's required just be cool and quiet and allow divine will to carry you to next stage of destination. And as we say, suspicious brings suspension, whether it's good or bad, the higher devotee, he allowed that to happen. And this is showing in many scriptural cases of disappearance of some great devotees, you know, some great Vaishnavas. They're accepting difficulties in the same directions, then they would accept some glories or benefits for them. So as we can understand, in our mood, we try to do something like help Gurudev. But the final idea that actually, what can we do in this world? So then necessity of that unconditional surrender at the stage of some great necessity happens. And, you know, we were unconditionally restrained by, you know, we couldn't go. There's nothing we could do. The only thing we could do is like surrender and be absolutely submissive to His will, and to show by that submissiveness we're His. And at that time when He just briefly, you know, maybe twinkled His finger and said, you know, goodbye, that natural feeling of worship arose in our heart, and that worship started by devotees, by the heart of devotees, and that's what took us to some kind of a deeper appreciation, because as Guru Maharaj said, and Gurudev confirmed so many times, in the time of sorrow, in the time of very deep separation, that's where heart receiving the utmost benefit. Not when we fall joking and having prasadam and running around and having good time. No. At the time of deepest, you know, trouble, deepest, you know, inconvenience, that's where the satisfaction coming from the service. So, I wrote a letter, and I think it's nice, kind of short story of my seeing Gurudev's departure. And I didn't want to say too many awkward things, but at the same time, I didn't want to hold on and not to say things to devotees, which I'm responsible for, which I meant to say. So I start my letter from, you know, story like me, Vijay Raman, and all the Dr. Kumar, Amit Goswami, we all came for Gurudev Vyasa Puja, and declaration happened at that time, and we were very happy to hear that. It was a wonderful experience, and Gurudev was happy, and he felt actually a sort of relief. When he declared Acharya Maharaj, he felt, you know, he relieved. He can like retire more or less, you know. But then I wrote about that, and I wrote a little bit about opposition, that letter that came with challenges with Acharya Maharaj, but as in asuras, you know, sometimes dry. Sometimes Saraswati Devi giving and mouth of asuras some special way of glorifying lords. Just like Shishupal Vaz, when they try to misglorify Krishna, they couldn't do it. So that offensive letter to Gurudev, mainly the part about Acharya Maharaj was about his glorious position. Building the temples, you know, fully going under, you know, Gurudev's will, etc. So, you know, it was a nice letter from some point. Because, I mean, that part was nice because it really showed that Acharya Maharaj did so much. And these people couldn't. So anyway, that was like very beginning part of letter. But then I started describing Gurudev's departure. You know, day by day, week by week, this remembrance came to my mind. And it was very touchy for myself. You know, when we've read it over, I felt some heart feeling, you know, experience and emotions. And I think all of you, if you remember that, what's happened with us the last several days, it's very, very deep. But what should I do? Is there anything I can change? Yes, there's so many things I can change about myself, but I can't take my time back. Whatever Gurudev told us, and again, referring to Shripad Goswami Maharaj, sorry, I'm paraphrasing you a lot, Maharaj. Don't take this as a fault. Goswami Maharaj said, at this point, I'm not looking for something new. It's not that I go outside of Chaitanya Saraswat Math, find another Gaudiya Sadhu who's like explaining me new things about Krishna consciousness. No. At this point, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to mine, extract the things that have been given to me here in this lifetime. And if I will able to appreciate them, then my spiritual life will be successful. But the question comes, how will I able to appreciate them? Will I be able to deep them, draw them out by myself? I don't think so. Because I couldn't do it so much. You know, Gurudev's presence, I couldn't understand him. He called so many slokas, so many things, told so many stories, and many slokas he said, there's no need translation for you. Because you won't get it. But what I really understood about Gurudev is through his devotees. Like, you know, Shripad Acharya Maharaj and other senior group. And, you know, so many things happen. I have to take some charges with Ramachandra and Acharya Maharaj. But I was really amazed what Shripad Janardhan Maharaj. Because all I see with Shripad Janardhan Maharaj is deep grieving of like Gurudev. He got on the final point. So there is no doubt that he is like appointed by Gurudev because he really got his heart. And, you know, Janardhan Maharaj said so many wonderful things in support of Shripad Acharya Maharaj. But he also said to me, when I started addressing some questions, he said some natural transition will happen. Now is the time to value the spiritual gems. So now is the time to appreciate them. So anyway, I could say so many things. I feel shy. I'm most junior speaker here. But to say that I'm really amazed by all of you. There is no one who didn't feel something here. There is no one who couldn't share this with us. This was experience beyond our individual ability to understand. So it takes long time for us to relish, to factor in, to value all of these things. And that's what, you know, Mahaprabhu said, Tavakatamritam tattu jivanam kavidhiridam palamashapaham. You know, this relishing of Krishna consciousness, that's what the life of a devotee is. But before that, ado shadha tato sadhusanga tataha bhajana kriya. Before that, must be some bhajana kriya. And as you're going deeper, bhajana kriya also is there, you know. So today I went to Shripad Acharya Maharaj to his office. And he's sitting and we're talking about many things. And he's sitting in a garland. And somebody's giving his garland. And Acharya Maharaj is sitting in the garland, we're talking. He's like scratching. And he say, some people sometimes giving garland with so many insects that bite. And I'm joking. I say, Maharaj, you are a great acharya. People thinking guru position is so high. You know, like, I like garland from bananas, you know, tomatoes, cucumber. Then, you know, I take my garland and I, like, you know, eat it. But you're getting garland with insects and you have to accept that. And you know, maybe this garland, so many insects. And Acharya Maharaj, you know, like, say...
You know, normally they try and take the insects out of the flower. But he said sometimes the pujari offers the flower to the deity, so to speak, and then one little insect crawls out and said, and kisses the lotus feet of Krishna, and he's better than a pujari.
Yeah, so, but you know, I'm also joking with Shripad Acharya Maharaj. Acharya Maharaj is like very nicely, very tolerantly looking at me and smiling. And then I say, Maharaj, I have to go. And then he's like giving that garland to me. Then I'm
at his mercy.
And he said, oh, you were like making joke of me, you know, like you're making fun, you know, you're giving me good instruction.
And we were in Mexico once with two gurus, and I think, I'm not sure which city, I'm going to say the wrong place, but I think it was very good. And we have this big table of thoughts for Sana, and Ashram Maharaj took some, that one with the pink chili, the real hot one, habanero, the sauce, and he put some on Gurudev's plate for him to try, and Gurudev was like, and it was really hot. And Ashram Maharaj was coming off, so then Gurudev had someone like put a tablespoon on Ashram Maharaj. I tried your sauce, now I want you to enjoy it. And of course, Ashram Maharaj being Ashram Maharaj.
So I accept the garland, but thinking, oh, it's really biting, actually. And the thing is, dramatically, it's very easy to give good consultation. But practically, you know, I'm thinking sometimes about the Acharya Maharaj's position. I think it's so crazy. I better not even myself imagine, because you've got all these people and places and, you know, friends, and, you know, you have to tolerate them for years. So you know that this is something happened 2 weeks ago. He tolerates some people for years and, like, had to do service. You know, I've seen many people... Yeah, and many times I've seen how much Gurudev wants to be relief, actually. No, Gurudev just wants to be relief. No, Gurudev, he's taken that responsibility for over, what, 60 years. So at some point, Gurudev just wants to be relieved, just like, you know, to tell you honestly, like today I wake up at like maybe 9 or 10 o'clock. And I spoke with some devotees yesterday and they said, we can't join 3 programs a day. There's too much Hare Krishna. When you're in charge, Mad, when you're in charge, when Hare Krishna says it's too much Hare Krishna, just imagine an idea when you're in...
Yeah.
just imagine, and you have to be in charge like Mahajans, like Siddhanti Maharaj, okay? And you know they're like Jagannanda Prabhu, you know, goes fine. Everyone is personal character, you know. They're not people to deal easy with, because you know we're thinking of many devotees in the very beginning stages, you know, far away on the stage. But anybody knows, like Acharya Maharaj knows, to be a little bit close in Gurudev section, to be Gurudev Koka, you know, it wouldn't like buy you a ticket for eating all the sweet remnants. You know, although you get that, but you also get like 24 hours intense service, non-stop. You're like a slave, you sold out. You don't have anything personal. You have no personal will. And, you know, some people in our mission, they've done it for years and really become a slave. Because Gurudev didn't say, oh, your service contract start today and end, you know, in a year. So Acharya Maharaj can say that being in Gurudev's service, it's very, very tough. But more tough to be not in his personal service, because you get a little prasad and, you know, you always have association. There's something pay you back. This is really tough. When Gurudev on 22 world tours, and you're here alone, dealing with a whole bunch of Bengali people, some of them hate you from the first day, they enter the mat because they see your dedication qualities and they just can't get it. And you have to like fulfill Gurudev's desires. So sometimes when Gurudev would be on a tour, they would show pictures of Govinda Kunz. And it's like, Acharya Maharaj, like a small man with like a whole bunch of Bengali with a pipe like this, sucking water. You know, so many like cool pictures. And he would say, he would admit to us, he said, I couldn't do it. Well, this man could do it. And, you know, many times he say, it's very, very cold, that sloka, very, very hard to find a real guru in this world. But it's also super hard to find a real disciple in this world. You know, it's like to be a real disciple. That was the idea of Gurudev in the book of Sri Guru and His Grace. And there's a chapter, become guru. So some of the people took license. Oh, become guru. Okay, I'm your guru. Okay.
They didn't read the first few chapters about how to become disciple.
Right. So Gurudev said, that is very good. That is very good, but become disciple. That's what I'm trying to show them.
And what did Guru Maharaj put? The first part of Gurudev's run, Gurva Bhisa Sukura Kam, means he's fulfilling the desires of the Guru Maharaj. But that one, not only one, but this one desire of Guru Maharaj was to see Govinda Kunda become so glorious. And decade after decade went by, Tartamara, he, the greedy man, he took that seva. And so if this within the Gurla Bhita Suparakam, which Guru Maharaj identified as the first outstanding quality of Gurudev, and we see it transferred to the heart of Sripada Chajamaraj, to fulfill Guru Maharaj, his Guru Maharaj's desire is always to fulfill Srila Guru Maharaj's desire. The thing, that's just like Srila Guru Maharaj said, I saw, if I want to get the Sarasvati Thakur, then I'll praise Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So it's Chajamaraj thing, oh, Guru Maharaj wants this Govinda Kundana, I want to get the favor of Govinda Maharaj, if I will fulfill that, how he'll be captured. And we saw that.
Yeah, but my point, what I'm trying to make, this is very important. Also, just imagine this thing, which I'm quite often thinking about, people giving challenges against Acharya Maharaj. They said, oh, with money anybody can construct. Well, first of all, I'm not sure about that. I construct a lot of work. It's a big work to do construction management. But think of this, take some mundane substance, convert into some spiritual substance. That's like, it's like taking something mundane from you and on the end give you like elixir of immortality. Because, you know, the place has been coming in our mission. It weren't just like hotels, beach resorts, you know, luxury apartments. There were like important Gaudiya Vaishnava spiritual places. And, you know, this says in, actually, Mahaprabhu himself said to Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, go to Vrindavan, discover those places. At that time, nobody knew where is Radha Kund, where the, you know, Shyama Kund. So, nobody knew here before Guru Maharaj, where is Govinda Kund? And the second question is, there are two other kundas, and there's one out there, and there are a few kundas in our math, and what are those kundas? Honestly, I don't know, but one thing I know, Govinda Kund, not only, you know, because of Govinda Maharaj, not only because of, after, you know, Govardhan Leela, Indra established there Krishna as Govinda, you know, we know the basic story, but that is the place where Madhavendra Puri came into. This is like Madhavendra Puri place. That's where like supermost worship, you know, took place. That's where discovery of Gopal took place. That was like, you know, divine connection with our Sampradaya. So if you, we're talking about so many things and, you know, we're coming into some conclusions. It's like big puzzle. And sometimes, as internal thinking, some parts of this puzzles are coming together. So we've been talking about Ishvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, you know. And if you look at Vaishnava calendar today, Rasa Yatra of Sri Baladev, disappearance of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, this time is so rich with very mystical Vaishnava occasions. You know, Gurudev left at that day. And what is Baladev Rasa Yatra? I am not a specialist, you know, senior Vaishnavas know, but what I've read in Chaitanya Bhagavat commentaries by Saraswati Thakur, that when he's glorifying Nitanda Prabhu as Baladev, he's saying that basically some people say, well, Baladev also has his own Rasa Yatra, he has his own gopis, his own paraphernalia, his own enjoyment. But one thing Saraswati Thakur constantly pointing us, he say, but he has no his own independent will to enjoy. Everything he's done is for Krishna's satisfaction. So a specific plane of like a temple, he become Singhasan, he become Kartals, he become Mridanga, he become this, he become that. So as we can see, for the satisfaction of Vaishnava, what Acharya Maharaj has done, you know, whether constructing or managing or filling rice or potatoes, for the satisfaction of Guru. So some of the opposition came to me, tried to seduce me, and they're thinking, nice fat Swami, you know, take him. And I say, so what's your faults about Acharya Maharaj? I just want to hear their faults. And you know what they say? Well, his fault is this. When he's going to collect potatoes, he collects 300 bags and buy 200 bags more and tell to Gurudev, I collect 500 bags. So you're a big cheater, Maharaj. Buying 200 bags more because knowing that, you know, so many people will come to Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math, you know, like, that is his fault. Collecting 300 bags and buying 200 bags. That was so funny to me. Then I said, you know, what are you talking about, Jack? You know, and you eating those potatoes, actually. You ate half of those bags, actually. And I wouldn't be doubt if you try to sell them, you know, out of your kitchen. Maybe to Acharya Maharaj. So, you know, then we can understand if anything is done for satisfaction of Guru and Krishna, that is appropriate. So when we say about, you know, Baladev, Rasa Yatra, and the highest plane, this has happened. On this plane, this has also happened. There's so many things, actually, you know, which we're not considered to be fully social or fully by law, have done by satisfaction of Guru. Srila Sridhar Maharaj saying, normally nobody allowed to the king abode, to the king room. But if good servitor feel there's some danger to the king, he would enter and, you know, like, under risk of being himself, you know, like, his own head to be chopped off, he would enter because he would feel necessity. So that's, everything again comes to one point of necessity. Now, what is necessity? What is desire to perform or the seva? So, therefore, you know, Krishna is giving according ability and necessity, and that seva coming here, and I think we can also share that seva, because, you know, as a math manager, I'm not math manager, for you to know. Like Vijay Raman in Petersburg, Ram Rai in Moscow, I'm kind of like enjoyer. I preach, supply, plan, manage, but I know how difficult it is. And I told Acharya Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, how long are you going to remain as a math manager, dealing with all the circumstances? Now it is time for you actually to concentrate on nourishment devotees, giving Harikatha to people, but also who will take charge. You know, so then we should take charge and we should help. We came here to help. We're not came here to enjoy free rooms by Govinda Kund or, you know, Upland Prasadam. We came here to give. And devotees like Mexican devotees and, you know, all devotees here, they're like hard givers. And therefore this position is so glorious. So I'm sorry I just went for too long, but I felt to say that. So my dandavat pranam to Shripad Goswami Maharaj and Shripad Acharya Maharaj, and maybe Acharya Maharaj can end.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरमृतं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः गुरुवाभीष्टस्य पूरकं गुरुगुणारयस्य संभूषितं चिन्ताचिन्त समस्त वेदने पुनं श्रीरूपपन्थानुगमो गोविन्द विमुज्जलं व्रतनं भक्तं वितरं सुन्दरं वन्दे विश्वकुलाञ्च दिव्य भगवत् प्रम्ण हि विजयप्रदं
एक्चुअलि यु नो दैट आवर परम गुरुदेव लेफ्ट 1988 And I joined 1992 here permanently, staying in the temple. But that time also something problem coming, many problem. I saw that time. This, when I am joined first day, the second day, on senior sannyasi, he told, why you came to here? This temple Gurudev is like that and that and that and that. I told her, why you are here? I am that time, I do not know any, why you are here? Then I told, if this temple is bad, everything like this, why you are here? Then he, get out from me, but that boy is very bad boy. That boy is very bad boy. And when Gurudev was starting this centenary building, 1993, then you know that, two lysis trees here, and this is the rose garden. And this house, Govindadham, Gurudev is staying, he told me, is 15 years. His key with him 15 years, this house. And that time I am not the in charge of the temple. I am not the manager of the temple, but I am supervising the temple. I am senior deputy there managing. Then they are, when they are starting the temple, Gurudev is starting and Gurudev went to the west for preaching. And some senior devotees is seeing the conversation. I am observing only how many tractors, soil coming, how many cement coming. I am writing. I am only writing. Then that who is the in charge of this building that time, making the, that time he wants to break this, he going to demolish this house. And Gurudev, when he Gurudev went to country, he told me personally, I live in this house, is my remembrance. And something told me, but not, he told me not to break, not to keep it like this. But he, something he told me, like I understood he loves this building. Then I fight with that man. Fight means he wanted to break, but I told no, cannot break. Without breaking, saw the building there. Many things happen. Sometimes Buddha's Vyasa Puja, that time not Vyasa Puja, they are writing the Acharya Abhinandan. They are not writing in the letters, they are Acharya Abhinandan. I am writing the next year I am coming, I am writing the Vyasa Puja. That Acharya Abhinandan, that Acharya Abhinandan, they are writing this way. But I am, when I am coming, I am studying the letter like Vyasa Puja. And sometimes they are writing, they are not using the Om Vishnu Path. Gurudev told who wrote the letter now. I told Gurudev, I wrote the letter now. Now I am saying Om Vishnu Path. Before, not letters, invitation letter, no Om Vishnu Path. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda. That's like Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda, like this. But when I am some Gurudev's Vyasa Puja, I am decorating, some lighting decoration, and then I light something in the Acharya Bhavan. And they are become to me angry. And they are fighting to me. And they are come and cry, Gurudev, Gurudev, I am crying. They're fighting. Gurudev, what happened? Gurudev called that brahmachari. Why? What is problem? He only small light. A small light I put. But okay, okay. Vinod, you can take the my light. You can put some black ink in my building. I said, Gurudev, some bad paint, I heard. He in brahmachari is telling, oh, okay, why you make the light my building? You better you can make some black some coal like this way you can do that. I understood that is what is the desire, like this way. And sometimes I am the making Gurudev's Vyasa Puja is coming, I am making on banner, and somebody's broken the banner. Somebody broken the banner. Like this way, many things happening. And you know that yesterday Abhudud Maharaj told, oh Bengalist, I am thinking many things. I'm so from 92, what is happening there? Gurudev has many dogs. And my Gurudev gave me one service, you will do the guard in night time. With big torch light, 5-cell torch light, big long torch light. I am keeping that Gurudev to go. I am keeping that torch light and giving guard. And giving guard that. And then some things, this building, somebody is staying there and some wrong I saw and I told Gurudev. I never try, I am afraid to tell anybody. I told Gurudev. Gurudev told, you will, if you tell anybody, you will kill by them. You will kill by them. Prabhupada time, what happened? Prabhupada told, no, you see that Prabhupada time something happened, not to tell anything that anybody. And Gurudev's dogs, Gurudev loves so much dogs, you know that. And Gurudev loves so many dogs, and so many baby, big dogs like this. And when I am doing guard and with the dogs around him, and then I'm like 12, 1 o'clock, I going to sleep. On 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm going to sleep. And then, next day, that all dog is dead. All dog is dead. What happened? You told, I told yesterday, I saw somebody in the behind, near Goshala. I'm thinking, 9:30, what they're doing. Maybe they will poison to the cows. My mind is coming, that things. I saw that from 92. This means my big dogs. Big dogs they kill inside the temple. Finished. Like this way happens. Many things is happened. This, you know, that's from, and that time, many obstacles coming, and I am Gurudev's against Gurudev is one way. Many things is coming here, but I am always fighting with that things, situation like this. That time I am down level I am doing Gurudev always, you know, from 92 he went to go 25 times in the West country. Then I managed in down level. This is what is happening. From his god brothers, many things is coming against him. Yes, I'm doing that job. As for that, something will come. But as for that, from the first time, first of all, Gurudev is studying so much to me, but I know that I have some also fault. I was doing some wrongs, sometimes wrong. But Gurudev also at that time, and then that three days before, some other Arjuna Maharaj told, Maharaj, who are you keeping that man in the temple? I told Maharaj, many years, Gurudev's time he is here. Gurudev cannot kick him. How shall I kick them, Maharaj? Many years there. This, what can I do? Their nature, give tolerance. Give tolerance something. But Gurudev, that is chastising to me. You always going preaching in Bengal, sometimes West, sometimes collection. But you did not see so many things is inside happening. And Gurudev, I am thinking, okay, I am love everybody, but they will something making some, Gurudev told this enemy, these things is growing not on day by day is growing more. Gurudev told me, I'm studying when after Vyasa Puja I'm coming from Australia. And he's studying so much, he did not see inside what is. But now is that tree is very big now. But when I first time, you know that is Brahmachari building, this front of this fountain, it was printing press and with tin shed and very ugly and no one worked there. When I come, printing press finished, but printing press was there and so many snake there. You saw that. That time I'm thinking, no one my enemy. When I broke this, the tin shed, I'm making the good small house for Brahmachari and making fountain. And I asking somebody, oh Prabhu, you see, it is looking good or not? It is looking good or not? He told, everybody can do that. You are getting money or you are doing that? That thing's now coming out in the letter, you see. And I did not understand that time. I did not care about that. And Gurudev, for that, chastising me, you did not care that from the beginning. You did not care from the beginning. That time, when he told you, you have to think, I did not think that time. Because what? Nothing like this. For that Gurudev also, saying so many things. And his when his Gurudev's times, from Gurudev. When Gurudev told that time I have so much base. And no one can compete with me that time, but you have to fight to carefully like this. Gurudev told me, and we are trying. But I know, Gurudev's always with us, with all the devotees, and you have all the his devotees, you are always with me. For that, I am not thinking anything, but I promise to Gurudev, on drop of blood in my body, I will protect your mission and your devotee. I already promise him. And he put my hands in the, that's when he left that day from here to Calcutta, and he promised, Gurudev, shall I go to Calcutta with you? And Gurudev told, what you promise? Just now you promise, you will protect my temple, devotees and deity. Now, why you want to go with me? You stay here. Therefore that, I'm thinking of what he wants and what his desire. From beginning I also understood that things. And that day also I mentioned it, that's his things, what his desire, like this. But any problem, if I can ask him, he will solve the problem, I know. Gurudev also, that day told, when I'm doing guard, our Gurudev is standing in the Samadhi, Param Guru's Samadhi. And like this, and I'm surprised. Gurudev is there, night, midnight, on o'clock, what happened? And now I'm thinking, are you seeing the ghost or anything? He is there, Gurudev is there, what are you doing? Well, I fall on some problem, but I cannot solve, and I came to Guru Maharaj to solve the problem. Like this, he's existing always, he's helping. When he went to America and he told, I fall down from the hill and Gurudev taking me. That's always, Gurudev is always protecting us, always protecting. That he's always with us. I went to the Bamunpara, you know, I told, I went to Nityananda Sarovar, I'm seeing everything. But some devotee came to me and I told everything to them. As I told the Nityananda Sarovar, Nityananda Sarovar, when Friday I left Calcutta in 11 a.m., Gurudev told Nityananda Sarovar, you are doing good, I am very happy, and can I participate with you? Take 50,000 rupees. And he ordered to Jamuna, okay, gave him 50,000 rupees for participating in Nityananda Sarovar Friday. Last Friday, Gurudev told me, for that I went to see today in Bamunpara, how he is going on. And when sometimes Gurudev is taking, Gurudev said, can I give temple to them, that temple? Gurudev, I will not give any temple to them. I have to follow Gurudev's order. For that, I cannot give. Sometimes tell they are coming to compromise now. Okay, give one temple to them. But Gurudev ordered to me not to give any temple. What can I do? Now, I wanted to give before. I asked permission to Gurudev. Gurudev, no, cannot give any temple to them. That is something like this, but I have to follow Gurudev's order. That is our faith. Shraddha, Kamala said, the fully faith. Kamala Shraddha, Taranga Shraddha, Dirgha Shraddha, Shudra Shraddha. The strongest faith is necessary. The strongest faith is depends upon the faith, the devotion. Gurudev is telling, this is the rope. I am seeing this thing now. This is the rope. This is the nature. This is the nature of the devotional activities. Like this. Gurudev, so many times I don't care anything. When it's flooded like this, here is water. And I am by bringing the stove from Gurudev's birthplace area by boat, the stove for cows. And Gurudev is so that I am don't care anything. I will die or I will live. That is not my problem. That's, any day we will die. Any day we can, this body we can go. But this body we got for service for the Gurudev, for service for Lord. If I cannot use my body for his service, then what is it is useless. For that, how much I live. See, somebody is thinking, oh, Gurudev is not here, we will not go to the temple. I will think they did not get any connection with Gurudev. If somebody thinks, oh, Gurudev is now Samadhi, Swayammok Abhasa. Samadhi means Swayammok, he is thinking. But he is there, still there. But he cannot talk now, maybe. But he can see everything, but he is everything observing. He cannot talk like as well before us. Like, but he is Samadhi now. But we can, if somebody telling, oh, Gurudev is not here, what for we will give? That's that day his daughter told me, Ranudhi, oh, why I shall go to now Damdam Park, my everyday routine is Damdam Park. I told Ranudhi, if you have some faith, you can go every day there and you can talk also with your Gurudev. Your father, no problem. But like this telling is not Gurudev. Gurudev is always there. I'm thinking who is telling like that kind of sentence that they did not get any connection from Gurudev. Like this. For that is faith is the strong faith is necessary. For that. For any then we are all our God brothers, God sisters. I'm telling to everybody. I am telling to everybody this like this. You can chastise also me. You can chastise also me. Gurudev chastising me. Then you can also chastise me. I'll not be angry like this. Before Gurudev chastising, now who will chastise me like this? Then thinking, then I cannot sleep from Friday to here. Always 3-4 times wake up and always thinking. When sleeping, we have 1 hour wake up, and then I saw Gurudev, what he's telling, like this, how much now, 1:30, sometimes 2:30, sometimes 3:30, like this, cannot sleep for 6-7 days. I do not know when I sleep will come, maybe I do not know, what happened, I do not know. Now I'm seeing, 2:30, I'm thinking about Gurudev, like this, what happened from Friday, Saturday night, Saturday morning, That's why I cannot understand. That is feelings coming like this. But when I will, for that I want to go somewhere like Bamunpura, like Cross Field. I want to relive something. Then when I'm sitting in the office, in this room in the going, always coming. For that I want everybody come to me, I can talk, then sometimes forgetting. Understand like this. That if I alone, oh, something is coming in mind for Gurudev's things, everything like this. If I talking, something is going out like this. Father, I go to Bamunpura today, I went to Crossfield today, I'm thinking I want to some forget like this, but cannot forget. Cannot forget, it is impossible to forget. Understand, like this, that kind of cessation. Okay, now it's prasadam time, please forgive my offense. Please. Jai Vishnu Vishnu Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Pudisheshidhar Sipad Sudhir Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Sipad Bhaktivan Amadut Maharaj ki jai. All the assemblies devotees ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Samagat Sri Gauru Bhakta Brindu ki jai. Chaitanya Saraswata Mat ki jai. This is Chaitanya Saraswata Mat. One time on Gauriya Mat, Maharaj. One time on Gauriya Mat, one devotee came invitation to Gurudev. He came to me, downstairs and that. A small office, is nothing, yeah. No building here, nothing.
Yeah.
A small office in Nath Mandir. A small office, sitting office, not chair. A small office, Nath Mandir, Gaur Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
So he left that room and I got that room. Now it's broken, that room. Then I am sitting there and on devotee came to invitation. And no, I want to go to direct Gurudev. Mm-hmm. Okay, can go. And he does not know our temple name. He is writing Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Gauriya Mat.
Uh-huh.
And Gurudev is saying, what? We are not qualified as a Gauriya. And we are not able to be a Gauriya. We are Chaitanya Saraswata Mat. I am remembering those things, you know. We are not qualified to as a Gauriya. And I go that time. That right? It is 94.5 like this. Jai Krishna Govinda Goswami Maharaj ki jai. All the assembly to Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Jai Sripad Bhakti Ranjan Mahananda Prabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Gunande Hari Hari.
Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Charja Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Mahi.